The USA Cable Network tonight airs the premiere episode of its new detective series, Touching Evil. Among the show's producers is Bruce Willis. Slate TV critic Dennis Cass says the show has some things in common with USA's surprise hit series, Monk, but not enough.
I was enjoying the first episode of Touching Evil right up to the point when Detective David Cregan spits on his prime suspect, Ronald Hinks. After a failed interrogation, the detective follows Hinks to his car and jumps into the passenger seat. Cregan knows Hinks is a child killer, but he can't prove it. And as a result, he can barely contain his anger and frustration. It also doesn't help that he's missing part of his brain. The tension of the scene comes from the fact that in spite of Cregan's charged presence, he's not all there.
How dare you? Get out!
You ever get a tune stuck inside your head? I do all the time. Just plays over and over and over again. Classic rock, mostly. Boston, Aerosmith, or something. Dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun.
Once Cregan is done being wacky, he turns threatening. But Hinks refuses to be cowed. And that's when Cregan crosses the line. He hawks a huge gob at Hinks, who just sits there and takes it. Dramatically, it's an amazing moment. But also a little off-putting, because up until now, Detective Cregan's brain damage has been all in good fun. As the USA Network discovered with its delightful hit Monk, mental problems make for one charming detective. In Touching Evil, Cregan has been shot in the head, declared dead for 10 minutes, and done time in a mental institution. When we meet him, he's back at work at the fictional U.S. Organized and Serial Crime Unit. He's better, but he's not entirely well. He cuts his hair in public, doles out inappropriate bear hugs, and generally drives his new partner crazy. But Cregan also discovers crucial bits of evidence and displays unfailing crime-solving instincts. As with the obsessive-compulsive Adrian Monk, only someone who acts this wrong is allowed to be so right. At first, we're inclined to forgive and maybe even take perverse joy in Cregan's impulsivity and lack of shame. In one scene, he recites poetry while stripping naked on a flight to Denver. But as the show progresses, Cregan's behavior becomes more and more questionable, like when he breaks into the suspect's house and tries to beat a confession out of him.
It broke my nose!
Tell me where they are.
You tell me where they are!
After a while, I found myself thinking that maybe this guy isn't ready to be back at work. It's one thing to have a dirty Harry who doesn't answer to the law, but something else entirely to have a cop who can't even answer to himself. Or maybe Cregan is the perfect hero for our times, an avenger fueled by rage but hobbled by post-traumatic stress. The villain is portrayed as powerful and elusive and capable of the unthinkable, and Cregan prosecutes him with just the kind of blind certainty that gets you into optimistic wars halfway around the globe. In past incarnations of the righteous cop, it was the system that was at fault, those technicalities like the Miranda warning that got in the way of justice. In Touching Evil, when Cregan's partner makes noise about establishing a proper chain of evidence, Cregan dismisses the whole notion of basing actions on facts. The message seems to be that there's great evil in this world. We will fight it, but don't hold us responsible for how.
Touching Evil debuts tonight at 9 Eastern on the USA Network. Dennis Cass reviews television for Slate.